Exclusive, Disney Division hosting Drag Queen Story Hour for employees' children. By David Ng and Jerome Hudson on October 26, 2021. A division of the Walt Disney Company is hosting a Drag Queen Story Hour event aimed at the children of employees, with the intention of celebrating the gender fluidity of childhood while providing kids with unabashedly queer role models, according to screenshots of internal emails seen by Breitbart News. The emails come from Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution, a company division that oversees Disney's streaming services, including Disney Plus and Hulu. The group also encompasses advertising as well as theatrical and TV distribution. Drag Queen Spooky Story Hour is scheduled to take place virtually on Wednesday, according to an invitation sent to employees. The Halloween-themed event will capture the imagination and play of the gender fluidity of childhood, and will give kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models, the email said. One employee told Breitbart News that some Disney colleagues have voiced concerns over the event, though I believe only amongst themselves, feeling that it is inappropriate for Disney to promote this content for employees with children to participate in. Nobody is obligated to participate to my knowledge. But some were shocked that this would even been sent from the company to employees, said the individual, who asked to remain anonymous. A spokesman for Disney didn't reply to requests for comment from Breitbart News. The event is the latest instance of Disney embracing and promoting gender nonconformity. Earlier this year, Disney Plus hosted a LGBTQ Pride concert starring drag queen Nina West, with performances of popular Disney songs reimagined with LGBTQ themes. The parade featured alumni of RuPaul's Drag Race as well as some gender non-binary performers. Disney-owned Hulu also acquired the transgender teen sports documentary Changing the Game, which follows three transgender teen athletes as they seek to compete not as members of their birth gender but as the opposite sex. Drag Queen Story Hours have become increasingly popular throughout the world, having started with drag queens reading to small groups of children at public libraries. The readings are now sparking protests by parents who object to their children being indoctrinated into transgender and gender nonconforming ideology. As Breitbart News reported, a Milwaukee County Children's Court judge who served as CEO of a foundation promoting Drag Queen Story Hours was arrested earlier this year on tentative charges of possession of child pornography. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.